Yeah, Joe, do you know what I hate?
Tell me now.
Now when you have like a big job at home and you think, I'll only need like two or three things. Then suddenly you're in the middle of it and you realise you need 20 things.
Oh, stop. I've been there, man. And then you're running around like a headless chicken. But look, here's the thing. You don't even have to leave the couch anymore.
Yeah, because you can literally go on chadwicks.ie, am I right? Mm-hmm. You'd know all about that. It's like search, click, done, boom.
Exactly. Tradespeople, DIYers, anyone doing a bit of handiwork. Chadwicks has over 10,000 products online.
10,000? Jesus. If you can't find what you need there, you're building the wrong yoke altogether.
And the handy bit, you can get it delivered nationwide or just click and collect from your local Chadwicks branch.
So no excuses anymore for half-finished jobs. Get online, sort yourself out and get it done.
That's the Chadwicks way. Let's get it done.
Yeah. Visit chadwicks.ie.
Jinx, blessed for life.
Bagsy. No. Bagsy, yeah. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
You house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? I'm back from my holidays.
You look glowing.
Why?
Yeah, you're very pale, actually. Yeah, I'd say I have a darker complexion.
Yeah, but that's because you're wearing so sumi tan.
That's a cocoa brown.
Episode 2, Bellamente, you know?
You know way too many. All I know is cocoa brown. You know way too many fucking...
Because I put it on Amy's back all the time.
All of them?
All together, like different shades of the...
Oh?
You hungry?
Now see, it happens to the best of us.
Should have had a bit of sushi like me this morning at 10 a.m. All different shades of all the tans on Amy's back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all of them. Like soul. So,
she her back is like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Oh, what? A Jackson Pollock painting?
Is that his name? Jackson Pollock? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, like a Don Conroy painting.
Yeah.
Or a
like a shit.
What's
owl
the
on
fellow
back?
With the fucking afro?
Michael Jackson?
No, not Michael Jackson. No. Not an artist.
Michael Jackson's an artist.
No, he's a singer.
Who? With the
Bob.
Afro? Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to put a happy little fake tan here. That's what he would say.
Yeah. Well, episode 212.
No.
No, 221. I was in the 221. Forget it. We get on with it, so.
Yeah. Lot to talk. Lot to catch up on.
Play the fucking music.
You're back.
Yeah, Tenerife, I've been there a good few times now, but I probably wouldn't go back for a long time.
You feel like you've done it now?
I've done it, I've overdone it. But like, when you go away to a certain place, like, you've been to Salou a lot of times, haven't you?
Yeah.
You kind of just keep going back because you're used to it.
Yeah.
Your surroundings, you know what pubs to go to, you know what shops to go to. But now it's just like, mobility scooters, man. That's what really pissed me off. And like, respect to people who have ailments and need them, like the elderly and stuff, you're like, oh yeah, get a mobility scooter, fly around. But there's like 20-year-olds on them and all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? With their tops off, with their British tattoos.
Of course.
Beeping at you.
Beeping at you?
Just beeping to get you out of the way while they're cruising along. It's like, you don't fucking need that. Why are people giving you them?
Not all, what did he say? Not all disabilities are visible.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that, am I? I'm saying I see them getting off that and fucking acting
doing
the bollocks, doing cartwheels and all. They were actually dancing and shit. No, but they didn't need it. And it was just like an excuse to go around, an easier way of getting around. I wouldn't do it.
Would you not?
Probably would. But
I'd like to do it.
Oh, there was too many of them.
Yeah.
Every fucking time you turned your head, you were just like moving the way out. It was like Amsterdam. With fucking push bikes.
How fast were you going?
Not fast at all, like, but it's just, they're huge fucking things, like two-seaters and three-seaters.
Yeah.
There's like big families on them.
What? Is it like a golf cart or something?
No, they're like mobility bike thingies. Like, there's like three seats on them, or two, with baskets on the front. You know the ones you see in fucking Blanche or something when going around?
No, I don't. Not with three seats. I'm thinking of the one seat or kind of like a... I'm thinking of Wally. When all the fat people on the spaceship are just in mobility scooters. Are they hoverboards or something?
Yeah, they're like...
Is it like
two-seaters?
The cars in the airport or something?
Show you a photo. These?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, they're big. They're big.
They're mobility scooters, but there's like...
A lot of seats on them.
A seat for driving, and then there's like a seat for relaxing. And I just don't... Like, if they're making them that way, they're making them that way on purpose. That like... Oh, yeah, just get on there, on the back, and relax yourself going around Tenerife and wrecking people's heads.
How much would you need to rent?
I don't know.
You're just jealous.
I could have got one. They were everywhere. I could have got one. No bother. There were scooters like LA as well, where you could just like pick them up and go on them. Scan your fucking app like too much.
Sounds like you hated it.
I didn't hate it. Food wasn't great either. it's a dipping now, I have to say.
Is it dipping? There's too many people there.
There's too many people.
Okay.
It's like 10 years ago. No, I'd say when I first went with Amy like 8 years ago when I first went with Amy. No one really went. Like, you'd get the odd person going, but like now it's just like you're back at home in the sun.
Where is it? Tenerife, where they were protesting against all the tourists.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let non-Spanish people buy properties in Tenerife, and they were...
I don't know about the property side things, but I know there was protests about like the locals giving out about the tourism.
Yeah. Sure, in Barcelona they're going around with water guns spraying them, saying, what the fuck?
There's no tourists there really anymore, is there?
Where?
In
Barcelona?
Barcelona.
Well, you wouldn't want to go, would you?
No.
Fucking abused. The bleeding Gaudi Museum would be empty.
What's that?
It's like the...
Is that museum dedicated to Gaudi?
He's like an architect and he designs the big church. What's the church called? Do you remember? Not a church. Sophia Familia. Sagria de Familia.
That's a million pound question on who wants to be a millionaire.
Sagrada de Familia. And he designed that. It's a big church.
Mm.
Looks like a pile of muck. Looks like a sandcastle. Shite.
Notions.
Anyway, it does be packed. Well, when I've been there, it was packed, but it'd be empty now.
I'd be looking for a new spot to go to next year.
You have a few quid. You should go somewhere classy. Look, like wrong.
Taxes, man. Blow the pockets off you, the taxes.
What about a cruise, man? A cruise would be good.
I said that to Amy that wanted to go on a cruise.
Oh.
Because I have a plan. Mm-hmm. I need to execute.
We'll get a lovely sea view balcony. Did you go to a phone party?
No.
Was there a phone party?
I don't think so. I googled it. Funny enough, I was like, I need to do this to-do list, Amy. And she's like, yeah, fucking on your holidays, you're not bleeding doing content for your podcast. I was like, I need to find a phone party. No, there was no, I think phone parties are done away with.
Was that bungee?
Get a sore throat, you know?
Right now?
I'd get a sore throat from the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if you start eating it.
Yeah, you should just not eat it though.
Yeah, but sometimes you just so much of it that you're just trying to get through it that you just end up swallowing some.
You're like, ooh, free washing up liquid.
No, there was no phone party. There's a strip, a nightclub strip called Veronica Strip, and it's for younger people. Like, gets a bit of a bad rap though. And I said there was a phone party up there, but I'm past all that.
Ah, no, you never passed a phone party.
Oh, I am.
Oh, no, yeah.
No. What else is on the list? There was loads. I only seen a Willy mug, to be honest with you. I got the laser, I said I got that, I broke.
You said the food was shite. What was shite about the food?
There was, like, you pay for nice food, obviously. Anywhere you go, if you're paying a few quid for a nice meal, it's always nice. But there's places that, like, even, like, say, like, I felt like I was paying 100 quid for the two of us every night for food.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
Over there as well.
Yeah.
Jesus.
80 to 100. Mostly 100.
Did you drink sangria from a bull's arse?
No. I had a pint from a boo.
Oh,
a glass boo.
That's tacky.
Real.
That's nice and tacky. I like that.
And there was like cocktails and boots and stuff like that. It was great, isn't it?
Did you have a cocktail with sparkles in it?
No. I think the sparklers along with the foam is...
Too dangerous?
Yeah, it's gone. It's finished.
It's not. Still don't there. You're going to the wrong places, man.
There was none of that.
There's no sparkles.
No. Sparklers, like.
Or the walked out of any place that didn't serve pina coladas with sparkles.
I didn't see one sparkler in a cocktail over there. Not once. So I presume they're not there. Unless kiddies cocktails usually to give you a sparkler.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Yeah. That's even more dangerous.
Stick a bit of rum in that there and just light that sparkler just for the content.
Just for the content. Ah, my child is locked. Look at him falling down. Did you, what were you drinking over there, San Miguel? Mano? No,
I was drinking beer. Dorada.
Dorada.
Did you ever hear of that?
No.
Don't know if it's like Spanish or not. Probably is.
Sounds it, yeah. Yeah,
it's nice though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's nice. Do the job like.
Oh yeah.
Couple of points, £3 a point.
Did you take your top off?
Yeah.
Did you?
I was in the pool and all.
Stop.
Yeah.
Ah, good man. Proud of you.
Didn't care. There's loads of fat bastards there. So I was like, alright, yeah, fucking, this is grand then.
There was loads of fat bastards there. No wonder they were all going around on mobility scooters.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's okay to be a fat bastard here then. Took off my top. And everyone was like, ah, ah. Straight away I was put back on. Just shine away my towel on me.
I forgot something in the room.
Hey, I forgot, I'm after forgetting the fucking me smokes.
Wrapping your towel around you like a board over your tits.
Yeah. I actually do that. It's a lot more comfortable.
Like a little mini skirt.
Yeah, just comes up there. I just have to go back up because I have to go.
I forgot my sun cream. I'll be back in a minute. Oh, Jesus. I'll actually write that down and I'll tell you about that in more detail on a different episode.
But I got in the pool for like the first 3 days. We were lying out in the sun and getting in the pool and that, but then Amy like broke out in like heat rashes all over her.
Oh, Jesus.
So that went out the window. T-shirt on.
For you?
Walking about in that hole.
All right.
Wasn't getting in the pool on my own. Pools are shite, aren't they, after a while? You're just in there for like 10 minutes. You're like, this is a bit weird. Yeah. Unless you're a kid, like with fucking Lilo.
Did you play any games? Was there like a rep that went around
there
and said,
was
hey,
a rep.
At 2 o'clock
they only
we're all
approached
play.
Us once. We were by the pool and she's like, do you want to play? I can't even know what it was. I can't even remember what she said. And I was like, no, grand, thanks. Just like, no. They were doing like congas and shit. It's just like, I need to fucking get out of here. I actually done a conga.
Did you?
In a pub.
Ah, okay.
See, when I get a bit of culture shock about me, you know.
What do you mean?
Just like lose the plot a little bit when I go away. I just do anything. Like a very erratic, you know. I'll be sitting there 1 minute having a drink with Amy and then I see a conga and I'm like that. And Amy's like putting her hand in her. But then she start recording us and I'm just in a conga. When in Rome.
Is that on social media?
No, she had it on her story, I think.
Oh. Did you do karaoke?
Didn't find a karaoke bar.
Every bar is a karaoke bar over there, no? Mm.
Oh, yeah. Got a message over there by a chap who lives there, but he's from Dublin. And he's living there 14 years. And he said to me, it'd be great to fucking get a point with you. So I replied to him and I said, yeah, sound him over at blah, blah, blah. This is like the next day. So we came over and he was sound like, just had a drink with him. We're a fan.
No, look at you.
Yeah.
Mixing with the norms.
His ma was with him and all, like his ma was
his
over.
His ma?
Yeah.
Oh, what's he doing over there? What brought him to Tenerife?
He's a bartender.
Okay.
But he just like went over there like 14 years ago because he just wanted to get away from here like, and know yourself.
Yeah.
People go to Australia, some people go to Tenerife. And I was chatting to him for most of the night. He was with us like most of the night and that. But he's a nice fella.
Which bar does he tend?
I don't know. He's like one of them, like, just flipping the bottles and all.
Like a fancy
bartender, yeah.
Cocktail maker, Tom Cruise.
But it was nice to just, like, give back. Not funny messing.
Could you see yourself living over there?
No.
No?
No. No ads over there.
You could sell them dick mugs, man. Do an ad for dick mugs.
You wouldn't have the budgets over there.
Jeez.
You wouldn't have the big budgets that me and you get you on go loud, you know.
I don't know, Dorada. That Dorada bear, man. They're fucking crying.
Well,
out.
If you can get away with murder in the sea, if you can drive a boat without a license, surely you can put like 10 cans in one frame for an ad over there.
100%. Yeah, you can.
You can only do one can over here per frame.
You could do an ad for the mobility scooters.
What's up and all? What's up and all? Are you just a lazy fucker? Well then, get one of these mobility scooters and wreck everyone's head.
Beep, beep.
It even has a back one, a back seat for another lazy fucker. Just basically tired of walking. Just jump, get a scooter. Then you see people that like, ah, they need an old scooter. Bad hips and that. Bad legs.
Yeah, and they're probably sold out.
All the umflas are getting them.
Yeah.
All the upbrows going around. Fucking, yeah.
If you have one of them though, is there like an amusement park? Is there roller coasters and everything over in Tenerife?
There's a water park called Soyan Park.
Did you go to that?
No. Kind of taking the top off again there. Kind of thing.
You can wear a rash guard. You can get like a fucking rash guard.
I could have actually done that and just said like, oh, I have a big heat rash. Yeah. Got sunburned. I was wearing a t-shirt. I don't really want to get on the water slides.
So you didn't go to Soyan Park because you didn't want to take your top off?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
real self-conscious, isn't it?
That's, yeah.
Is that silly? That's... Married, 33 years of age. You think I'll be finished at all that?
Yeah.
No, not me. I'd be afraid someone from over here would see me and just go, look at him.
Ah, Jesus. You're fucking depriving yourself of experiences because you're self-conscious.
There's loads of experience where you can leave your top on, though.
Yeah.
Just one, like, water park. Fine. It's fine.
It's, like, the best water park in the world, though.
True.
In Europe, Soyan Park, isn't it? It's rated not pretty
in the world, maybe in the world, I don't know.
In Europe?
I think Europe. Definitely Europe. Or probably the best in Europe.
Does it have, like, the tallest water slide or something like that?
Yeah. It's huge.
And you didn't go because you wouldn't take your top off.
Well, Amy wouldn't get on a water slide. So I'd be going fucking, she'd be waiting on me like a child, me top off.
It'd just be too fucking busy anyway. There'd just be queues going all the way up to the top and fuck that.
You have to get the fast pass and even there, it's not even fast like.
Yeah, there's still a queue. Everyone's getting the fast pass now anyway, so it's
so
just
the fast pass queue is bigger than the normal queue.
Yeah.
Because everyone thinks they have the right idea. Like fucking Universal when I went there. Poxy.
They need to bring in like an ultra fast pass or something like that.
They need to fucking make let us on now, this second pass.
Yeah. They need to make like a get the fuck out of my way. I'm going down the slides, forced pass.
They need like a shut your fucking mouth now. I'm next pass.
Yeah. I think it's called an English pass.
Yeah. British pass. Yeah.
Little British bulldog pass. They're the worst, aren't they?
The lucky, lucky man.
Very good, very nice.
Very good seeing him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get a video?
He has a new one.
Oh, what's it?
He says very good, very nice. And then he continues on. He says, la boo boo, la boo boo boo. But he does it better. But he just like says la boo boo over and over again.
They're
it's
fucking
like he just catches on to like a trend.
Like he sets the trend. Oh yeah, with the la boo boos. Yeah. Is he selling la boo boos? The loads of fake la boo boos.
La boo boo boo. Something like that. You just hear it everywhere. It's just fucking mad.
Is he making bank?
He charges a tenner every time someone asks him to do a fucking shout out.
Is that cues?
No, not really.
I'd say it was.
At all. I'd say at one point there was. Yeah. He's over 1 million followers on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's still out, selling the fucking fake laboobos.
Yeah.
Labobos.
Yeah. But they've clamped down on them over there now.
The lucky luckies?
Yeah.
I love it when the guards come. I'm very impressed with how quick they can just wrap that shit up and get away.
Oh, they were gone.
It's like magic.
They were gone. Like, you'd be walking along the Golden Mile, they call it. So you're walking along there and they've all the bags laid out on sheets. Don't know if they always had them on sheets, but now they have them on sheets. Because you just grab all four corners when they see blue lights and they're gone.
Yeah,
running through bushes, like running up hills, like gone. I seen one video of... lucky lucky man in Tenerife. There was a copper on the beach looking at him while he was standing in the sea with his bike. Just standing there like, you're not coming in here.
Oh my God.
But one of the nights I was sitting down having a drink with Amy, and the guards came, like guards, the police, whatever, came up the like walkway where all the pubs are. All the pubs are connected and there's outdoor seating with like
things.
Yeah, like, you know, fucking all the way up. And they just came out of nowhere, and there's like, they put the black bags behind you, kind of like where the seats are. There's like a platform with a railing on it, and they throw them over the railing, and they're all just kind of lined up. So if someone wants a certain bag or purse or whatever, they'll run over. But the cops just like took all them. But one of them like ran into the toilet, into the pub downstairs, and like locked himself in the bathroom and all.
Jesus Christ. I wonder what happens to them when they get caught. Like,
don't know. They just take the shit off. They just take all the bags and the sun. Like, there was police walking around with like a whole row of sunglasses that they just confiscated from them. I was like, you selling them?
Give us one of them, mate.
I was like, the police are selling sunglasses over here now. What's going on?
The police here. Right, come here. Listen, we've all had days where the head's wrecked and we're stressed, anxious, or just not sleeping right.
It happens to me.
It happens to everyone.
Yeah, but the good news is there's some excellent help on hand, literally at your fingertips. There's a really handy tool called My Mental Health Plan on yourmentalhealth.ie. 4 quick questions, that's it. And then you get a personalised plan full of advice. Do you know what?
What?
That actually helps.
It's brilliant. And it's not just for when you're feeling rough either. Even if you're in good form, and I know you are a lot of the time.
Sometimes I'm not.
And there's loads on the site about self-care tips and ways to keep your mental health ticking along.
Exactly. We all check in on things like fitness or food and a bit of growth in the gym and that. So why not your mental health as well? It only takes a couple of minutes and you might pick up something really useful.
So get on it. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice, support and your own free personalised mental health plan.
Whopper.
Nice. Was I telling you about me ma? She's like addicted to Team You. I think I was saying that to you, no?
I think you mentioned it, yeah.
Like, I went up to the house and she has like stickers on the walls that make it look like a Greek alcove and stuff. It doesn't at all look like a fucking Greek alcove. And she's like buying runners and like stuff for the kids, toys and stuff that would be illegal.
Ta?
In pure ta. But it would be illegal in Europe to sell that. Like, it would, it's not regulation. Like, there's just bits falling off, and the screws hanging out, there's like sharp bits on it. And it's like guns, and they fucking hurt when they shoot you with the little balls
real
that
guns
go into them and stuff. You're like, Jesus Christ, what is this? But she bought the other day a hair dye.
From Tameo.
I was up in the, yeah, from Tameo. And I was up in my mask app, and she had it on the, and she was telling me all the new things that she bought. And she was like, oh, gosh, the hair dye app. I says, where's the hair dye? Let me see it. And it just looks shit. It's a bottle, there's no ingredients on it, the graphics are just crap, and like the stickers just peeling off, there's nothing in it, there's no best before day,
no information at all,
no information, ingredients, where it was made, there was nothing. It's just like hair dye, no dye included, like no ammonia, no this, that and the other. It's just, and it's bad English and stuff like that. And I said, don't put that in your head, ma. Don't do it. I should be like, well, it's only hair dye. It's only hair dye. And I'm like, it's saying it's hair dye, and then it's saying it's not hair dye on the same packaging. It's, I said, do a patch test. Stick it on behind your ear. Stick a little bit behind your ear and see if you get a reaction to it, or see if anything happens. She's like, no, it'd be grand. It'd be fucking grand. And then a couple of days ago, then I went to the pub and
ours pink.
There was somebody in the pub. And they said, how's your ma? This is a few days after. Like, she said, how's your ma? I says, grand. Why? What do you mean, how's me ma? She's like, she's still up in the hospital.
What?
And I went, what? I didn't, is she in the hospital? Was she in the hospital? She goes, yeah. She dyed her hair and she had a bad reaction to it. She put a hair dye in her hair and her ears went like cauliflowers and her face blew out and her neck swelled out like fucking gremlins were going to fucking jump out the back of her head or something. Our scalp went all swollen and bubbly and stuff.
Jesus.
Like that. All because of this fucking hair dye. And she had to go to the hospital. They were keeping her in the hospital because they were afraid it would
block our...
The swelling would go into our ears and then go into our throat and all that. So they were kind of keeping her monitoring her. And they gave her like steroids, creams. She's grand now, but like fucking...
You told her.
Don't be getting medicine off Team U for fuck's sake.
Fucking hell, like... I think that's one thing I just wouldn't buy off it.
Hair dye.
Hair, and like that. Creams and all, like, and...
Yeah. I did get a cream off it before. Like an eye cream, an anti-wrinkle eye cream. I didn't have a bad reaction to it, but like... I would never, ever buy anything like that off it.
Yeah. It's an addiction. Like, people just buy things for the sake of it on there. Because you get all the... Like, when you go onto it, you get this like... you fucking spin this wheel and you get fucking 10 free gifts. Like, fucking, okay. Happy fucking days, like. But you get them. Do you even get them, like? Do you just have to pay shipping on 10 free things, like?
It's, no, like, you can get shit for real fucking cheap on it, man. Like, you will probably, I mean, the stuff that it is, it's like a towel. And you'll get, like, a really shitty towel. Like, it's all crap quality. Rubbish. Being made by kids in some factory in China. Like,
yeah. It's not right, is it?
It's not right. It's not right. It's, and it's fucking disgusting. But my ma's hooked on it. She loves it. And she's not giving up on it. She's like, I just won't get that hair dye again. But, you know, everything else was grand. Carpets. Like, she had, like, carpets and...
Carpets?
Fake flowers and just lashing team you out of it.
It's just like no point in buying stuff. It's like he's just doing it for the sake of it now, isn't she?
She loves it. The shoes that she has,
Crocs and all,
they're ugly as fuck, but she's like, they're lovely, aren't they? And I'm like,
90 cent, like 90 cent, why not?
They have blue flames on them. It's like blue flame designs and you're like, what is this? She loves it.
Ankle bracelets.
She's like, but it matches me top. She goes around with like magic mushroom tops on. She hasn't a clue what it means. It's like all psychedelic. Mad shit.
Open your mind. A little quote. Open your mind with a big mushroom. Like, all hippie kind of design.
Oh. Could have been bad though. That's fucking bad. Do you know, it's something like that happened to me, man, before. She had a vape. She wanted to stop smoking, so she had a vape. And her whole face went like fucking, her eyes closed up and everything. Her whole face just swelled out.
From a vape.
She had a vape, yeah. Yeah.
She's allergic to something, isn't it? It's probably the peroxide in the vape.
But what's even in a vape?
Mad chemicals.
I think it's going to come out in a few years how bad they are. Really bad.
Yeah.
Toxic.
Sure, it took them fucking years to say how bad smoking was. Remember the ads for fucking smoking cigarettes and all?
One of the ads for smoking cigarettes was for pregnant women. And it was like, do you want to have a small cute baby?
Smoke
cigarettes. Because like you'll have a small fucking, you'll have a small baby then.
That's unbelievable. It's going to be the same for vapes. Like, see the way the vapes are like all colourful and all.
Yeah.
It's like fucking elf bars and blah 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 and blueberry fucking cha.
Raspberries.
Blue raspberries. With sprinkles.
Frosties. I fucking want to start vaping when I look at them.
They're all just going to be black. They'll do the away vapes. With the packaging the way they did with cigarettes.
Yeah.
They'll make them less cool.
What are you waiting for?
Do it now.
Come on.
I don't get it. Probably get vapes on Team U. You go out like a balloon. One drag is just in the matter. On a drip. I only took one drag.
Pushing me mad down the street like the blueberry girl in fucking Willy Wonka.
What's her name? No, I'm thinking
Violet
Augustus Gloop.
Violet, you're like turning Violet, Violet.
Like Augustus Gloop after one drag of a fucking blue raz off Team U. Some fish have cameras on them.
Oh fuck.
Google that.
Do you know pigs and heifer out in Swords, in the Airside retail?
Hogs and heifer.
Is it hogs and heifer? Hogs and heifer. Yeah, pigs and heifer. I like it. And we were out there over the weekend. And they have a food challenge. It's like a big massive burger and loads of chips and a pint of Guinness. And if you can eat it all.
Handy.
If you can eat it all, it's free.
Easy.
And if you can't eat it all, then it's 50 quid.
Did you do it?
I didn't do it. But there was a group of lads there and one of them one of them tried to do it.
Did he finish it? No.
He didn't. But he gave it a good go. He gave it a good fucking... And I'm talking... The burger's like that. I'm about 2 foot high.
How long have you got?
I think it's an hour. 60 minutes.
How could you even do it?
You couldn't.
You're talking about a burger's like 2 foot.
I don't know if it's even legal. Like, I think you could kill yourself doing that.
You could have a banger.
Could you burst your stomach? Can you burst your stomach or would you just get sick?
I don't know. I wouldn't say you can burst it.
Why?
Do you think you burst your stomach, Siobhan, if you ate a big burger 2 foot long? Just ask them.
You can't burst your stomach.
You can't burst your stomach ever.
Never.
If you have any illnesses.
Or ailments, as you said.
Ailments, yeah. Ailments is the correct way of saying it.
It's a good one. But, my God, I'd love to give it a go someday.
Did you ever see a man, man versus beard or something it's called? He's on YouTube.
Versus Field? No.
I'm getting his name wrong. Beard meets Field, his name is. He's a YouTuber, but he puts away. Look at that.
He doesn't eat that.
He does, yeah.
He doesn't eat. It's bigger than his chest cavity. You couldn't even put it. You couldn't even empty his stomach.
Man, I swear to God, he eats it. I swear to God, he literally...
No edits?
It's just on a timer on YouTube. And he's just going at it. I think the videos are chopped.
Ah, yeah. Well, there you go then.
I think it's legit.
Man's bulimic. Puking her up.
Yeah, fucking six pizzas or something among them. Just kept folding them and eating them and drinking and folding them and eating them.
I don't believe that.
There's a market there, man.
For eating? Food challenges?
Especially if you have a beard. You have a lovely beard. You could definitely be the Irish version of him. Going into hogs and heifers and eating tower burgers and getting sick all over yourself.
What would the technique be? Would you have to be starving? Because when you're hungry, your stomach shrinks. So that's actually a bad time to do it.
I find that when I'm absolutely starving and a horse a meal into me, I get full very quick.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your stomach is...
If I ate sparingly and then had a big meal, I'd eat and no bother.
I think stretch your stomach out by drinking loads of water for about 6 hours beforehand. So then your stomach is nice and big and then you'd have a good show.
I can put away some food.
Really?
Yeah. I have this thing where I'd be full, but I still like the taste of it. But when I see menus, I'm like, I want that, but I also want that as well, and I just want that to try that also. And I'd be tempted to get three different things, or two starters. If I see a prawn cocktail and pork belly or something, I'm like, I need both of them. Do you know what I mean?
I'm fucking starving right now. We're here talking about beard versus food stuff. Oh
no, I'd eat loads. I don't know how to stop myself. Oh, get that away with me. Oh, get that away. Yeah, I'm at a party eating peanuts out of a bowl. Oh, get them away with me.
I'll only eat them.
I'll only eat them all. Oh, stop. Stop. Trisha, get them away. Get them away. But that hand just keeps extending over to get them. Munching on them. Oh God, it'll be huge, I will. It'll be huge.
I'd have loads of starters. I couldn't have... You know me for eating. I'm always... I'm a slow eater.
He's a slow... You go for something to eat with Joe and he doesn't finish it. I'd be looking at it saying, if that wasn't soup, I'd finish that for you.
It's the fact that it's watery soup. Yeah.
If that wasn't soup, I'd have a go. If it was chicken wings and there was a few chicken wings, I was like, give me them, will you? I wouldn't eat your soup. Slurpee Joe.
I'm a picker. A pick.
Yeah.
Pick.
Pick a little picker. Get them away. Get them away with me. I'll end up eating them all. Before you know, you've ate them all. I had a bit of sushi this morning.
Oh, for breakfast? That's disgusting.
Sick, isn't it?
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
Did you ever watch Goosebumps as a child?
Yeah. Religiously. We talked about it before. A lot. On this podcast.
Did you watch the new ones?
Well, Jack Black.
Is he in them?
The films,
No, it's a TV show, Goosebumps. TV
oh, yeah,
show.
It's on Disney or something.
Think so.
Well, you can stream now on.
This is not an ad. I watched.
They flipped that on its head completely, though, haven't they? It's not the same at all.
No, it's not the same at all.
like a true crime thing or something, is it? Mystery kind of.
Yeah, it's more realistic.
Not true crime, what am I saying?
I think. Well, Oliver wanted to watch Goosebumps, so I stuck on the new one for him. But it was not for his age demographic.
Yeah.
So then I knocked it off and I put on the old ones from the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Where R.L. Stein's at the start of them.
Telling you about it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty cheesy. And it's shit. Like, it's terrible when you go back and look at it.
At the time, like.
But there was episode one is like she puts a mask on and she can't take it off.
The Haunted Mask, it's called.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have it on video.
Oh, God.
I used to have like loads of them on video.
Do you remember? So she goes into a shop, she buys the mask. She robs the mask, she legs it out with it. But there's other heads that are there as well. And those heads, there's a scene in the end where those heads turn into ghosts. And it's really shit, like, because it was done in the 90s, the CGI of the heads floating towards them.
But there's like Ollie Knowitz shit.
Ollie was terrified.
No.
When they start flying, when them heads start flying, he rammed his face into my chest. And he was like, turn it off, I don't like it, I don't like it. And I'm like, you fucking made me watch this. We're like 40 minutes into two episodes. I'm not bleeding, turn it off, and there's 10 minutes left to go. You watch this. You suffer through this. You have nightmares tonight. That's what you have. You wanted to watch this.
Yeah, because you need to be tough, you know, for people in school.
And it's only because of people in school saying that they watched it that he wanted to watch it, you know?
Yeah, but probably putting on the fucking film with Jack Black in it.
No. Maybe, actually. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I didn't even know there was a film.
Yeah, there's like two of them.
That's probably scarier. Yeah.
Nah, it's more like, it's more targeted for like really, like kids. Like, yeah. Like, I know Goosebumps the series is for kids, but when I was like watching that, like I was scary. There was I had its moments. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna watch that. Is that weird if I rewatch that just to see what it's like?
No, I don't think so.
Are You Afraid of the Dark was scarier.
That was good. Yeah, that was scarier.
Do you remember the one about the clown?
No.
It's like a clown or something called Zeebo or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think we talked about this before. I'm not too sure. Maybe. I feel like we talked about this. But, like, when you're 200 and odd episodes in, you have to forget, like, when we talk about me getting me chicken fillet roll robbed. Do we ever talk about that?
No, that's going on.
Oh, so I was walking up to my friends and I went into the shop and I got a bottle of Lucozade coffee slice and chicken fillet roll.
Oh, no,
and
stop. Stop. Literally said the last week and everything.
I know.
Yeah, that was scary. But Beckett was watching it. He was fine. He was grand. Ollie's just a little bitch.
Okay. That's fine.
He's a little scaredy cat.
So the other one was fine with it?
Yeah, he was grand.
I feel like it's very dated. Like, kids are absorbing much more better quality stuff, like. In terms of visually, like,
I've had to ban. Oliver got bit into Minecraft videos. So there's one called Chip and Milo, and it's you're looking at Minecraft on the TV, and it's just constant. It's like sped up by four. They're building houses. Do you know Minecraft?
Yeah, no, yeah.
They're like building shit, and it's just they're annoying and great, and then it goes on for hours.
And then they make a film out of it and put Jack Black as the lead.
Well, that was a weird one, though. I had to ban the Minecraft videos. I'm only saying it because you were saying, oh, they used to consuming better quality shit.
Not consuming better quality. Like, I know they'd be on tablets watching Minecraft, but I'm talking like if they were to watch like a kid's show now, like the equivalent to Goosebumps, visually it's better than the effects they used in the 90s for us. Like, so I was just thinking, like, how does he find it scary if it's like so fake looking? Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
But I guess probably it still has that thing about it, uncomfortable.
Seven, like.
Like, you want to cop on.
Get a grip, man, will you? It's only green screen.
It's only fucking cute. Oh, mask that sticks on your head. You'll see later under the bed when you want to see what's under there, you'll know all about it.
Oh, God. Gotta watch another one. Remember there was one with the ventriloquist dummy.
Slappy.
That was scary, I thought.
Yeah.
That traumatised me. That stuck with
me. I liked the opening of it with the dog with the glowing eyes.
Do, 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 do.
Amazing.
Did you watch Goosebumps growing up? No. I didn't have fucking. The only bleeding. I just had the pipe. I had hangers going into the back of my tellies.
So did I.
Trying to get fucking wrestling.
Yeah.
On Channel 4.
I definitely didn't have NTL.
Womp, 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 womp. I remember Do you remember getting NTL or do you just always remember always having it?
I remember getting it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I never had sports or anything like that. It was just like,
oh, but even having like
what Sky is now, like with just the standard channels, like. But there was loads.
The extra channels, like,
yeah, but you only got like 3 music channels or something, and then you could see the fucking ones that you couldn't have.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, I want them. I want them ones.
Fucking want to listen to Skulls.
I want Kerrang. Fuck.
Kerrang was the best. DCTV. Remember DCTV?
You were on it.
I was all over.
You ran the show there.
I was all over.
I remember DCTV. Watching it and seeing you.
Really? Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I probably did. Like, just at the time, I didn't know you. I probably just seen it. Like, and you were on it.
Yeah.
Because you used to just watch that, and it's like, these are all mad.
This is not professional at all. What the fuck did they film this on? Why is the audio so low? You just accidentally click onto it because it'd be after Skulls. Did you ever text into a show to play a song? You know, you could recommend this. You could request a song by texting in.
You used to text into like the radio stations to play songs.
You didn't, did you?
I remember doing it once or twice. Yeah.
Wow.
Or like saying, can you shout out to blah blah blah, and you'd just be in your mate's bedroom, and then they say it, and you're like, no way, no, no, that's mad. Here's a drag off that. Aunt left that book upon, mister. It's just some like
spin.
Generic radio host just being like, shout out to Darren and John and fucking Gaff for watching Blade and Goosebumps. Just no way, that's mad. We're mad. You got to say hello to us.
Did you ever write into Dustin or the Den?
No,
did you not? Oh, I used to fucking know the P.O. box off by heart.
Yeah, Donnybrook Dublin 4.
Yeah. But there was like a P.O. box. It was like, I can't remember what it was, but I used to know it off by heart. I'd always be fucking, they'd have competitions or they'd, you know, send a picture in of you on your birthday. You never played and showed.
Send a picture in of you. Full stop. And you might win a prize.
Full stop.
Don't remember me now. I'm sitting beside you. Like, no, man, no. Bit of a blur there. I used to do the credit union art fucking things. The drawings.
Is that the Texaco art thing, no?
Yeah, no, it was a credit union one as well. None of us, like, just the Finglas credit union used to house them. Never won it. But I used to be some drawer, I did.
If you say so yourself.
I used to be some drawer.
The credit union didn't agree.
No, there was some other good drawers around the area. Boy, was a good drawer, I tell you. Oh, was some drawer back in the day.
What could you draw?
Anything.
Anything. My go-to was a cross. I could do like a 3D tombstone cross.
I used to sketch in school, like,
that's
all
cheating.
Day, every day. But that's a talent.
Sketching?
Like with something that's over there, like, and just like copying it.
Oh, I thought you meant sketching where you lay the paper
tracing,
over.
That's tracing.
Sorry.
I'm into that now, Joe, for fuck's sake. That's cheating. But like, I used to like, remember in school, just like drawing Pokemon. And like, you know, like big A4 sheets of like a Bulbasaur. And the teacher would actually, very teacher's pet moment, but the teacher would get them printed for the rest of the class to colour them in. They were that good.
No way.
Yeah.
Ah, that's nice. I'd say that made you feel good.
Yeah, it made me feel very artistic.
Yeah.
And then in the latter years, obviously, like, me craft went into another artistic
you're
venture.
Like in sixth year and you're saying, so what do you think? So what do you think of Pokemon?
What do you think of this fucking Charmander? Can we get them all printed out for the class?
Darren, just read the fucking book, will you? You're doing your leaving cert.
Get down your poxy leaving cert. You're bleeding at 20 something. Sure, there's loads of pictures on Jordan's on me fridge.
Is that fuck?
From me.
Where are all these drawings? I want to see some of these drawings.
They're gone.
Cause you keep.
I used to have like loads of fucking sketch pads, like with like shit loads of drawings, and I was getting very good at it.
And do you not draw now?
Haven't drawn in about over 10 years. Like,
do you think
more,
you still
15
have it?
Years? Nah. Well, no. I don't know. Probably.
You should do it. Should fucking draw something.
I could have been the new Don Conroy.
It's not too late.
I was good. I tell you, I was good. I was good.
Prove it.
I can't prove it now. I feel like I've lost it.
Would you have to be looking at something and are you just copying off what you're looking at? Could you draw from your mind?
Can't draw from my mind.
No.
I could do little cartoons from my mind. Like, I went to fucking art college, like. But before I went to the, I don't know if I talked, probably did in earlier episodes, but before I got into do a PLC, I went to, like, not NCAD, like, but, like, the animation equivalent, I think it was, like, Ballyfermot or something like that, and they had, like, an animation course, and it was, like, proper, like, you need, like, the portfolio to get into it. And I was, like, on that website, and I got, like, a place to go in for the interview or whatever. I was looking on the website and I was like, ah, oh, fucking, just need a portfolio. Like, I'll just get all my drawings from my home down through the years and stuff. And I just went in with, like, a Polly Pocket with, like, just, like, inserts of drawings of, like, cartoon characters. And I got in and they're like, oh, you just finished school? Like, did you do, what portfolio did you do in school for this course? Like, because, like, people in art in 6th year would have done it for the leaving, and that would have been classes, that portfolio. I didn't even do art in school, like, so I just thought you could just come up with these, like, fucking drawings that you did. I was so awkward, like, and he was just like, opened that and he's looking at them and he's like, oh yeah, no, they're good, yeah. And then, like, closed that and he's like, so, like, you need to, like, do a PLC course first. And he was like, giving me a list of places, like, Clash to eat it and stuff. But it was so awkward because I was so naive, thinking, like, I could just go in here and just, like, oh, I'm class at drawing, like, and they'd be just like, yeah, let's go. You start this semester.
Oh, little Darren.
Yeah.
With his Polly Pocket of drawings.
And then.
And his tail between his legs.
Yeah. And then in Clash to eat it, it was just like, I didn't like it because I had to go to, like, the Botanic Gardens and draw plants. Oh, yeah. Fuck this. I wanted to draw a blade and cat dog, man. The fuck? Roaring and all.
In the middle of the Botanic Gardens. The fuck this blade and dandelion.
Loud as shy. Then, like, you had to, like, get fabrics and stuff to match the art and, like, take the fabric from this and, like, put it, glue it to the page with, like, you know, just.
Yeah.
And draw over it and around it and express. Fuck it off. Go away. Go away from me now.
Did you do that for a year?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The nights out were good though.
The college years. Huh?
Yeah, that was me. And then I said I want to be an actor. No.
I want to be an actor.
I want to express my art in a different way. Not bad.
Yeah.
Bit of crack.
Back in business.
Back in action. Had to recharge the batteries and now I feel like I can give some amazing times for the listeners. Whatever that English was.
What the fuck was that? It's a long episode.
It was a long one.
Being true.
Hopefully I can give some amazing times to the listeners.
Do you feel recharged?
I feel more tired, to be honest with you.
It's one of them things, isn't it? You're going to need a holiday after the holiday.
I just think you should need a holiday every week.
How long are you back, actually? When did you get back?
Since Saturday. Fucking week, nearly.
Have you been walking since? Since you've been
no.
back? No. Oh, then there's no excuse.
I need to get back walking to get back in the rhythm of
that's
not
what
being
it
tired.
Is. That's what it is, yes. Yes.
You know? Am I right?
You're dead right. Well, thanks very much for listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
We're heading off now, so the welcome would have been at the start. More like, thanks for all of that. Listen,
it's kind of like I'm assuming they're saying thank you and I'm saying you're welcome.
I think the listener says thank you. Every time it's over, just they take out their earphones or unplug the device or press pause and they just go, thank you.
Thank you, Darren and Joe. And go loud.
Yeah.
And Siobhan.
So if you want to leave a comment in the comment section on Spotify saying thank you, work away.
Yeah, say
let's
thank
see
you.
How many thank yous we can get.
Smash that like button.
Peace.
Love and unity. Roy, come here. Listen, we've all had days where the head's wrecked and we're stressed, anxious, or just not sleeping, Roy.
It happens to me.
It happens to everyone.
Yeah, but the good news is there's some excellent help on hand, literally at your fingertips. There's a really handy tool called My Mental Health Plan on yourmentalhealth.ie. 4 quick questions, that's it. And then you get a personalised plan full of advice. Do you know what?
What?
That actually helps.
It's brilliant. And it's not just for when you're feeling rough either. Even if you're in good form, and I know you are a lot of the time.
Sometimes I'm not.
And there's loads on the site about self-care tips and ways to keep your mental health ticking along.
Exactly. We all check in on things like fitness or food and a bit of growth in the gym and that. So why not your mental health as well? It only takes a couple of minutes and you might pick up something really useful.
So get on it. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice, support and your own free personalised mental health plan.
Whopper.
Nice.